Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Vayechi, that's Perek Mem Tas, Pasuk Chav Zayin. And Yaakov concludes with the last of his sons, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitzchak. Binyamin is a wolf that will tear, but Baikir Yoichal Ad. In the morning he's going to eat the spoils, V'la'erev Yichalik Shalal, and in the evening he's going to distribute the booty. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitzchak, Ze'ev Hu Asher Yitzchak, he is a wolf that will tear. Niba, he gave Nevuah, Al Shiyu Asidim Lias Chatfanim, that the people of Binyamin are going to end up being grabbers or snatchers. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, V'chataftim Lechem Ish Ishtai, each man is going to grab his wife. Pelegish Begiva, this is referring to the story of Pelegish Begiva. Veniba, he also gave Nevuah al Shaul regarding Shaul, Melch Shia, Netzech, Ba'aviv Saviv, he's going to vanquish all of his enemies around him. Shemar, the Pasuk says, Vishal, Lachar, Amlucha, Vayelachim, Maiv, Edom, Vachal, Asher, Yifne, Yarshia. Babaker, Yachal, Ad. So, first of all, Ad is Lashon Biz of Shaul, it's an expression of spoils and plunder. Hamaturgam, Ada'a, Va'aid, and furthermore, Yeshadom, Lashon Ivris, we have this in Hebrew, as Chulak, Ad Shaul, Val Shaul, who I'm ready, said this about Shaul, Melch, Sha'amad, Bethilas, Bakra, Nuzrichas, and Shal Yisrael, who arose at the beginning of the morning and the shining of Kla Yisrael. What does it mean in the evening he's going to distribute the booty? Even when the son of Klai Yisrael sets, by Nebuchadnezzar, when he sends them out to Bavel, still he's going to distribute all the booty. Mordechai and Esther, he's from Binyamin, they're going to distribute all the spoils of Haman. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Unklos actually translates this talking about the plunder of the Kaihanim, Kachi HaMikdash, regarding Kachi HaMikdash, meaning they get certain portions in the Beis HaMikdash. So back to Pasuk Chaf Ches, Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael Shneim Asar. All these are the Shvatim of Yisrael, 12. V'zois Asher Dibar Alhem Avim V'ayvarach Oysom. And this is what their father spoke to them, and he blessed them. Ish Asher Kibur Chasay Beirach Oysom. Each man, according to his blessing, he blessed them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Ches. What does this mean? V'zois Asher Dibar Alhem Avim V'ayvarach Oysom. Asks Rashi, V'halo Yesh Mehem Shloim Beircham El Kintram. Some of them didn't receive blessings. He actually only gave them Musar. So what does that mean? He blessed all of them. Elakach Beirusha, this is the way to understand. V'zois Asher Dibar Alhem Avim. This is what their father told them. Mashanem Rebbeinian. He said to them what he said to them. You might think that he didn't bless Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and he only gave them Musar. That's why the Pasuk says, he also blessed them. The bracha that all of them are eventually going to get, he blessed them. Asks Rashi, it should have said, each man according to his blessing, he blessed him. Why does it say, each man according to his blessing, he blessed them? So Rashi answers, since he gave Yehuda the strength of a lion, Binyamin Chatifasel Shel Zeven, to Binyamin he gave the tearing of a wolf, Ulanaftali Kalusa Shal Ayala, and to Naftali he gave the swiftness of a deer. Yachal Shalai Klal and Kulam Bechala Brachas, you might think that he didn't include all of them in all the brachas. Tamalimer Berech Isam, that's why it says Berech Isam. He blessed all of them with all the brachas for everyone. It's just that some of them stood out in some unique things more than others. So back to Pasuk Chavtes, Vaitzav Isam, he instructed them by Yemer Alehim, and he said to them, Ani Nesaf Elami, I'm going to be gathered to my nation. Kivru Isiala Vaisei, bury me with my fathers, Elam Ha'ara in the cave, Asher Besde Efer Achiti, which is in the field of Ephron Achiti, Bama'ara in the cave, Asher Bizdeah Machpelah, which is in the field of Machpelah, Asher Alpnei Mamre, that faces Mamre, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan, Asher Kana Avram Sasada, that Avram bought with the field, Me'ez Ephron Achiti from Ephron Achiti. Let's just see Rashi of your Pasuk Chavtes, Nesaf Elami. What does that mean? Al Shem Shemachnisim Hanafashis Amakam Ginizason. Since when a person dies, his nefesh is taken and it's gathered in and stored in the place where it's hidden away, so that's why we say Nesaf, a person is gathered in. Back to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Yaakov continues, Shama covers Avram, there they buried Avram, Vesar, Ishtah, and Sar, his wife. Back to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Yaakov continues, Shama kavruas Avram ve'Esar Ishtai, over there they buried Avram and Sarah his wife. Shama kavruas Yitzchak ve'Es Rivka Ishtai, over there they buried Yitzchak and Rivka his wife. V'shama kavarti Leah, and over there I buried Leah. Mikne hasade v'amara asher bay, in the purchase of the field and the cave that's in it, Meis b'nei Ches, it was purchased from the b'nei Ches. And now the pasuk tells us, Vayichal Yaakov l'tzavas his banav, Yaakov finished instructing his sons, Vayasai fragel v'lamita, and he brought his feet into the bed, Vayigva, and he expired, Vayasef elamav, and he was gathered into his people. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk lamed gimel, Vayasai fragel v'hichnis raglav, he brought his feet onto the bed. It does not say that he died. From Rabbi Sanyu Zuchan Mervacha, Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, Yaakov Avinu actually didn't die. Back to Perek Nun Pasuk Aleph. Vayipol Yosef al pnei aviv, Yosef fell on his father's face, Vayevk Aleph, Vayishak loy, and he cried over him and he kissed him. Vayitzav Yosef es avadev es aroifim, and Yosef commanded his servants, the doctors, Lachnait es aviv, to embalm his father, Vayechantu aroifim es Yisrael, and the doctors embalmed Yisrael. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Lachnait es aviv, Inyan Merkachas besavim, who this is some sort of blending of spices. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vayimlu Layabrayim Yaim, and 40 days was completed for him. Kikan Yimlu Yimechanutim, that is the days it takes to embalm. Vayivku Isa Mitzrayim Shivim Yaim, and Mitzrayim cried over him for 70 days. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Vayimlu Lay, Hishlimu Lay Yimechanitasai, now the days of his embalming was completed. Achimol Layabrayim Yaim, it was a total of 40 days. Vayivku Isa Yabrayim Lachanito Shleshim Lavchio, they cried over him the 40 days that it took to embalm him, and 30 days extra of crying. And why didn't Mitzrayim cry over him? Lafisha Balhem Brachal Ragl, Amalei. That's because when he came, a bracha was brought also. Shekala Rav, because the famine stopped, and Vahayu Mei Nilus Misbarchim, all the waters of the Nile were blessed. Back to Pasuk Dalet, Vayavir Yumei Bechisoi, and this period of crying for him passed. Vayadaber Yosef al-Beis Pari Lemar, and Yosef spoke to Pari's house, saying, Imna Matzasichem Beinechem, if I found favor in your eyes, Dabru Naba Azne Pari Lemar, speak please into the ears of Pari, saying, Avi Hishbiani Lemar, my father made me swear, saying, Hine Anoichim Heis, behold, I'm going to die, Bekivri Hashem Karisi Li, Be'eretz Kanaan, Shamatek Bereini, in the grave that I dug for myself in the land of Canaan, over there you should bury me. The Atah now said, Yosef, El Enov Ekbras Avi Vashuva, I'm going to go up and bury my father, and I'll return. Let's just see Rashi over Pasuk, Hey, Asher Karisi Li, that I dug for myself. Kipshutai, this is the simple understanding. Kamai Ki Yichra Ish. Umidrasha Admisashiv Alashan, the Medrash explains it also. Kamai Asher Kanisi, that I purchased. Amar Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva says, Kshalachti Lechaka Yom, when I went to the cities by the sea, Hayu Karn Lemechira Kira, they called a sale Kira. So Yaakov was saying, I purchased it for myself. Va'in Midrash, and another Medrash says, Lashain Kri Degar, this is an expression of a pile or a heap. Shenatal Yaakov Kol Kesav Azov Shehavim Beis Lavan. Yaakov took all the silver and gold that he brought from Lavan's house, Va'asa Isai Kri, and he made it into a huge pile. Va'amrel Esav, he told Esav, Tol Zebishvil Chakcha Ba'ma'ara, take all this money for your chelik in the Ma'ara, I want it. So back to Pasuk Vav, Va'yemer Pare. Pare said, Ale, you should go up Ukvar Savicha and bury your father, Kasher Ishbiecha, just like you swore to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, Kasher Ishbiecha, like you swore to him, Ve'im Loi Bishvil Hashvua, but if it wasn't for the fact that you swore to him, Loi Hayisi Manichacha, I wouldn't let you go. Aval Yari Loimar, however, Pare was afraid to tell Yosef, Avar Al Shvua, that you should transgress that oath. Shaloi Yaimar, because he was afraid that Yosef was going to say, Im Kain, if you want me to transgress the oath to my father, Avar Al Shvua Shanishbati Lacham, also going to transgress the oath that I swore to you. Shaloi Agal Lashon HaKodesh, Ani Makir Oidef Al Shivim Lashon, that I know how to speak Lashon HaKodesh more than that 70 languages that you know how to speak. Ba'ata Encha Makir, but you actually don't know how to speak Lashon HaKodesh, Kid Isim Sechasaita, like we find in Sechasaita. So back to Pasuk Zion, Vayal Yosef Likbar's Aviv, Yosef went up to bury his father. Vayalu Itai, and he brought up with him, Kol Avde Parai, all the servants of Parai, Zikne Beisai, the elders of his house, V'chol Zikne Eretz Mitzrayim, and all the elders of the land of Mitzrayim, V'chol Beis Yosef, and all the house of Yosef, V'echav, and his brothers, who Beis Aviv, and his father's house, Rak Tapam, V'tzayim, V'karim, Azu, Beretz Gaishan, only their children, and their sheep, and their cattle, they left the land of Gaishan. V'yal Imai, and he brought up with him, Gam Rechav, Gam Parashim, also chariots and horsemen, V'hi Amachne, Kaved Ma'od, and the camp was very grand. V'yavayu Ad Garna Atad, and they came to Garna Atad, Asher Be'evar Yarden, which is across the Yarden, V'yisbedu Sham, Misbed Gadol, V'kaved Ma'od, and they had a great and grand eulogy over there, V'yasal Aviv Evel Shivas Yamim, and he made a 7-day period of mourning for his father. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. What does that mean, Garin Ha'atad? Literally, it means the threshing floor of the thorn. Book of Atadim Hayo, which means it was surrounded by thorns. Rabbi Seinu Darshan, Chazal Darshan, Al Shem Ma'iras, because of something that happened there. Shabo Kalmach Kanan Musei Yishmael Amalchama. All the kings of Canaan and all the princes of Yishmael came to fight a war. They didn't want Yaakov to be buried in Maras HaMachpelah. But Vakim and Shiro Kisr Shal Yosef, Tali Barenu Shal Yaakov, once they saw Yosef's crown was hanging on the Arn of Yaakov, all of them stood and they took their crowns off and they put it on Yaakov's Arn. V'kifu kisarim kigarn hamukav shag shalkaitzim, and they surrounded him with crowns like a threshing floor surrounded by a fence of thorns. So back to Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayar Yosef ha'aretz ha'kanani oso evil b'garn ha'atad, and the dwellers of the land of the Canaanim, they saw this great mourning that was in Garn ha'atad, v'yomru, and they said, Evil kaved zel Mitzrayim, this is a great mourning for Mitzrayim. Al kein kar shma Avil Mitzrayim asher be'evar Yarden, that's why its name is called Avil Mitzrayim, which is across the Yarden. V'yasu ban of loy kain kasher tzivam, and his sons did for him exactly as he commanded. V'yisu ha'isa ban of aretz ha'kanan, and his sons carried him to the land of Canaan. V'yikbaru isa, and they buried him b'ma'ara ha'sodeh ha'machpelah, in the cave that's in the field of Machpelah, asher kana Avram es ha'sodeh, that Avram bought the field la'chuzas kever as a portion of grave me'es Ephron Achiti, from Ephron Achiti al pnei Mamre, facing Mamre. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. What does that mean, kasher tzivam, as he commanded them? Mahu kasher tzivam, what does that mean, he commanded them? V'yisu ha'isa ban of, that his sons should carry him, v'loy b'nei ban of, and not his grandchildren. Shekach tzivam, this is actually what Yaakov commanded them. Al yisam itasi, no one should carry my bed, no one should carry my coffin. Loyish mitzri, not a mitzri, v'loyachim mnechem, and not one of your children. Shame ibnais Kanan, because you married Kanani women. Ela atem, only you, my sons, should carry me. V'kavalei makam, he actually set certain designated places that they should carry him. Each one should hold by a certain part of the aren. Gimel mizrach, three to their east. V'chein l'dal ruchais, there was three brothers situated on each side of the aren. V'chasidron l'mas machne shel degolam nikbu kan, and according to their arrangement for traveling in the midbar, that's how he set them up to carry his aren. Levi la yisa, Levi is not to carry his aren. Shu asilas is aren, because he's going to end up carrying the aren kodesh. And the Yosef la yisa, Yosef also wasn't to carry his aren, shehu melech, because he was a king. So Menashe Ephraim, Yutachteim, Menashe and Ephraim should be in place of them. And Vizel, that's the understanding of the pasuk later in Chumash Shmois, Ish al digloi ba'isais, each man by his flag according to his signs, that's what their formations were in the midbar, ba'is shemasr lehem avim lisa mitasai, with that sign that their father gave them to carry his mita. So back to pasuk Yudalad, Vyashav Yosef Mitzrayim, Yosef returned to Mitzrayim, hu ve'echav, him and his brothers, v'chala oilam itoi likbar is aviv, and all those that went up with him to bury his father, acharei kavar is aviv, after he buried his father. Let's see Rash Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalad, Hu ve'echa v'chol oilem itai, him, his brothers, and everyone that went up with him. B'chazarasan kan, over here, when he returned, Hiktim echav l'mitzrayim oilem itai, it first says that his brothers went up, and then the mitzrayim that went up with him. V'alichasan, however, when they went with Yaakov, Hiktim mitzrayim le'echav, it first says the mitzrayim went up, and then his brothers. Shenamar, because it says, V'yalu itai kol avdei pari, first the avdei pari went up with him, v'achakach, and then it says, kol beis yosef echav. So why is it the order was reversed? El afisha roa kovach asu malchi kanan. It's just that when the mitzrayim saw all this great honor that the kings of Canaan did, shatolu kisrayim barenu shel Yaakov, they took their crowns and they placed them on the urn of Yaakov, nagu behen kovach. So then they treated the brothers of Yosef respectfully and they went up before them to Mitzrayim. So back to pasuk tezvav, vayiru achei Yosef kimes aviyim. The brothers of Yosef saw that their father died. Vayomru, and they said, lu yistemenu Yosef. Perhaps Yosef is going to hate us. Vahashiv yashiv lanu, and repay us es kol ra asher gamalnu aysai, all the evil that we did to him. Let's see Rashi over here. What does that mean? Vayiru achei Yosef kimes aviyim. Ma'u vayiru. What does it mean that they saw that their father died? Of course they knew that their father died. It means hikiru b'misase etzel Yosef. They recognized that there was some sort of change after their father's death in Yosef. Shayiru gim lisad al shulchan shel Yosef. They used to eat on the table of Yosef. V'hayim a karvan b'shvil kvod aviv. He used to bring them close because of the honor of his father. But umishemes Yaakov loy karvan. Once Yaakov died, he didn't bring them close anymore. So they said lo yistemenu, shem yistemenu. Perhaps he's going to hate us for all the evil that we did to him. So back to pasuk that zayin. Vaytzavel Yosef lemer. They instructed that it be told to Yosef, saying, Avicha tzivel lefnei Moshe lemer, your father commanded before his death, saying, Kai Samuel Yosef, this is what you should say to Yosef, Ana sana pesha achecha, please forgive the sin of your brothers, v'chatasam and their chet, ki rag malucha, for they have done evil to you, v'ata sana, now please forgive, l'pesha avdei l'kei avicha, the sin of the servants of the God of your father, v'yefk Yosef b'dabrim elav, and Yosef cried when they spoke to him. Let's just see Rashi of your pasuk design, v'yitzavel Yosef, k'may v'yitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, similar to this pasuk, tziva l'mayshu l'arin liyas shluchim el b'nei Yisrael, he commanded Moshe and Aaron to be shluchim to tell the b'nei Yisrael. Afzeh, so to over here, v'yitzavu el shluchim, they commanded to their messengers, lihiyos shaliach el Yosef lemarkein, to be a messenger to tell the following to Yosef. As mitzivu, who do they command? As b'nei Bila, they instructed the b'nei Bila to do this, shahayu regilim etzle, because they were used to going to him, shenamar says, v'unar as b'nei Bila. Avicha tziva, your father commanded. So shina b'dar b'nei Shalom, they actually changed. They lied a little bit, but it was because of Shalom. Kilei tziva Yaakov kein, Yaakov never commanded this. Yaakov never said that they should tell this to Yosef. Shalai nechshad Yosef be'enav, because Yosef wasn't suspect in his eyes anyways. Yaakov didn't think that Yosef would do anything wrong, but they said that Yaakov said it because they wanted to create a peaceful situation. So pasuk yitzayin and Rashi son al apesha avdei l'kei avicha. So they actually repeated themselves. First they said, please forgive the sin of the brothers, and then they said, please forgive the sin of the servants of the God of your father. Why did they have to repeat that? So Rashi says, im avicha meis, if you're going to say that your father died, elikav kayim, at least his God is still alive, and v'hem avadiv, they're his servants, so you should forgive them because of that. And now back to pasuk yitches, vayelchu gam echa vayiplu lefanav, and his brothers also went and they fell in front of him, vayomer, and they said, hinenu l'chal avadim, we're going to be as servants for you. Let's just see Rashi of your pasuk yitches, vayelchu gam echa v'musaf al shlichos, besides for the shlichim that they sent, all of his brothers came. So back to pasuk yitches, vayomer leim Yosef, Yosef told them, al tiro, don't fear, ki asachas alikim ani, am I in place of Hashem, v'atem chashavtem alai ra, indeed, you thought to do bad to me, but alikim chashav l'toivo, Hashem intended it for the good, l'man asai, in order to accomplish, kayom azeh, it's as clear as this day, l'hachayos am rav, to keep a great nation alive. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yitches, ki asachas alikim ani, am I in place of Hashem, Shem kayom ani, am I in his place, b'tmiya, he's just like saying this out of wonderment, and v'yisi writes to l'har alachem, klom ani yachel, if I wanted to do bad to you, would I be able to do something? V'alei atem kulchem chashavta alai ra, all of you wanted to do something bad to me, but Hashem intended it for the good. So how could I alone do something bad to you? So this is really right in the middle of what Yosef was telling his brothers. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.